It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is away. If the residents of La Gloria, Mexico ever dreamed that their town would shoot to international fame, they would not have hoped the reason would be this. La Gloria is where officials confirmed one of the first cases of swine flu. It's a town of just 3,000 people, several hours northeast of the capital, Mexico City. Now it's swarming with visitors, and it's a compelling spot to watch the evolution of the fight against a possible pandemic. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
The dusty streets of La Gloria are usually pretty quiet. At least they were before Mexican officials sent in brigades of doctors and nurses to combat the outbreak, including Dr. Pablo Rafael Alba.
Buenas tardes. Disculpe, jovencito, ¿está su mamá?
11-year-old Jorge Trinidad Garcia answers the door. His mouth and nose are covered by a blue mask. He runs and gets his mom. Socorro Garcia Quiroz tells the doctor that Jorge first got sick on Sunday. He was feeling better, but now has another fever. Dr. Alba takes Jorge's temperature and looks down his throat. Doctors have already sent away a sample from Jorge to test for the swine flu virus. While they wait for the results, Dr. Alba tells Jorge's mom that she better increase his pills from 3 to 4 times a day. Getting the flu in La Gloria doesn't usually make the evening news. Flu season comes around every year and usually peaks around December. So in late March, when 60% of the town got sick, Regional Health Commissioner Jorge Uscanga Muñoz says authorities took notice.
Mandamos brigadas. Las brigadas vinieron.
He says immediately doctors and nurses were sent to town and treated half the population within a week. Soon after, health officials confirmed that the town had one of Mexico's first cases of swine flu. Add to the fact that the town is surrounded by hog farms, La Gloria started drawing much attention. Officials have brought in unprecedented resources to combat the virus. But Guadalupe Serrano, who's lived here all his life, says officials have never paid this much attention to La Gloria before, and for years ignored residents' complaints that contaminants from nearby hog farms were making them sick.
That hog farm is a pigsty. It's disgusting. Fly-filled mess. Go there and see. I bet they cleaned it all up because the press is here.
The owners of the largest hog farm in the valley, located just 5 miles from town, were more than happy to show it off. Tito Tablado turns on a small set of sprinklers at the entrance to the Granjas Carroll hog farm. Tablado is the spokesman for the company, which is co-owned by Smithfield Farms of North Carolina. He shuts off the water and directs a small group of reporters to walk through the puddles.
Why are we doing this, getting it wet?
This is a disinfectant.
Disinfectant. So are we clean now?
Yes.
Tablado starts his tour around the perimeter of the farm. 17,000 hogs are housed in 18 barns, each next to a tall feed silo. The entire operation is surrounded by an electrified metal fence. Tablado says we can't go in and see the hogs for liability reasons, but we sure hear and smell them. He walks us out past the farm's gigantic covered manure pile and water reservoir.
You can see here, there are no flies.
There really isn't a single fly around. So I told him what residents of La Gloria told me.
And they were telling us, they just cleaned the plant. They did it just for you because the reporters are here, but it's always messy and dirty and contaminates our town.
No, and that is not that way.
Tablado says the farm is always this clean. He says the hogs are regularly vaccinated and have never tested positive for the swine flu virus. But he says for the sake of full disclosure, the company will comply with calls from state officials and send samples to U.S. labs.
A ver, Ambroxol, ibuprofeno.
Back in La Gloria, health workers hand out decongestants and pain relievers from the back of a white pickup truck. Meanwhile, speakers blare a message for residents to come get medical attention. The speakers are on top of Maria Gonzalo Torres' house. She's been the town's ad agency for years. But before the outbreak, her announcements were about sales of great-tasting sausages or that the shoe salesman was in town. Gancedo says she hopes she'll go back to announcing food and shoes instead of swines and flus. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.